All right, 8:12 at WGCL. Tuesday morning, we're busy. And we've got time, though, always for our good friend from Ivy Tech.
We got Pat McCafferty, who's the Director of Financial Aid at Ivy Tech. And this weekend, this Sunday, is a very busy time for people that are looking for scholarship and financial aid. Pat, good morning.
How are you today, Pat?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Keith. Doing great. Hey, Keith, it's February 25th, is that Sunday?
Oh, it's not this Sunday. My mistake.
We have to give people a heads up. We don't want them to be confused in Valentine's week. We don't want them to get all worried about that.
That's right. I mean, one big holiday at a time.
Now, the whole purpose of all of this College Goal Sunday, we got federal forms we got to fill out, and that's the big government bureaucracy. And this is an opportunity for people to have the task made a little bit easier by on-site help. Tell us about what happens.
Sure. Thank you. College Goal Sunday is a statewide effort, and people can come to Ivy Tech and actually 39 other locations in Indiana that day. And they walk in, they just sign in, and we help them with their free application for federal student aid. Financial aid professionals just help students get that form done.
Is it possible, Pat, for them to come there and get it all done that day?
Absolutely. We have several families who will come in, sit down, and in 20 or 30 minutes have the application completed, all filed, all signed, everything done.
Wow. All right. Why do we even need to have a day like this? How complicated is it, and what good does it do me to fill out the forms? What does it do for me as the student?
Well, what it does for you as a student is helps you apply for all of the federal and state financial aid programs that are available to you to help pay for college. And colleges and universities also use it for their own money. So to maximize college funding, filling out that application is really important. And it can be confusing. I mean, if you've not ever filled this form out before, it can be a little intimidating. It's not very hard. But at the same time, if you've not done it before, you might just want a little guidance and a little support.
And let's make it perfectly clear. This is not just if you're thinking about going to Ivy Tech. This is any college, correct?
Right. Any college or university, they all require this application as the basis of determining your financial aid eligibility. So any college, IU representatives are going to be at the Bloomington campus on the 25th, as well as Ivy Tech. So we have financial aid administrators from every college and university helping out that day.
Pat, are people surprised to find out that they're actually eligible for some financial aid when they may have thought because of income or two family income they weren't eligible?
You know, I think that does happen. And I think sometimes it happens because people will talk to their neighbors and they'll go, oh, well, I didn't qualify for anything but loans last year. And they think, well, I'm in the same position as the Joneses. And when they fill out the form and they find out that they're not, you know, they may qualify for a state grant or a federal grant.
So what generally are the guidelines that they're looking for to make someone eligible?
Well, they are looking at the income of both the parent and the student if the parent is filling out the form with the child, or they're looking at the income of the adult student because adults don't file with their parents, of course. So they're looking at income. They're also looking at assets. They're looking at your cash and savings and investments.
What are the age things? Because, you know, we get students that show up, they're in their 30s and 40s. Are they ineligible for any of this?
Oh, no. They can still apply for financial aid. And we have students who are senior citizens who qualify for Pell Grants. We have students who are, you know, 17, 18 years old that qualify. So there's no age limit.
All right, now let me give you a scenario. We're talking to Pat McCafferty, who's Director of Financial Aid at Ivy Tech. But on February the 25th, Sunday, at Ivy Tech, colleges are getting together to help people with the financial aid applications. I've got a situation where me and my spouse are separated. What do you need? Do you need stuff from both of us, and how do we do that?
Okay, that's a really good question, Keith, and we answer this all the time. What we're going to do is look at where the student lives. What parent does that student live with? Well, that's the parent that fills out the form. and they just, if they filed a joint return in 2016, they're going to separate out that portion of the income that was theirs. So we don't take into account the portion of the income that, of the parent who's no longer in the household.
Now, put on your financial aid hat for us for a second.
Wait, you're not wearing it?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
My question is, and we see this a lot on the college level, a student becomes eligible for an amount of financial aid. What do you tell them to do? Take it all and run, or do you tell them be a little mindful that, you know, you're going to end up paying some of this back?
Well, sure. I mean, grant assistance, we never want students to run away from that because that's free money. But when students are offered student loans, that's when we want them to use a little caution and really think about how much they need to borrow for school, if they need to borrow at all. And often colleges and universities are going to tell you, you qualify for $5,500 of student loan assistance this year. Do you need it? You know, that's the kind of thing we want students to think about. Maybe they only need $2,000. Well, tell the college that's what you need, and you don't have to borrow the entire $5,500.
Interesting. And when people show up on the 25th, do they need an appointment, Pat, or is this just kind of a first-come, first-served deal? Talk about how Sunday, College Goal Sunday, February 25th, is going to work.
Sure. On the Ivy Tech Bloomington campus, the students are going to arrive around 2 o'clock. We'll sign them in and assign them a computer lab. They're going to walk into the computer lab, and we'll have financial aid professionals in each lab. And we just invite them to sit down. They open up the free application for federal student aid and get started. And then we just hang around and answer questions as they have them.
And the other part of this, too, if you don't obviously need a reservation to make any of this happen.
No.
Is there a filing fee? Is there any hidden cost in this that people need to be aware of?
There isn't, and that's the one thing I try to stress to families, is this is the free application for federal student aid. It's free.
So if people show up and they don't qualify, there's no cost, nothing to them. So there is absolutely positively
there's no reason not to do this.
To show up and wait 5 minutes and figure out if you can be eligible for some monies.
Exactly. There's no reason that families should not fill out or students should not fill out the free application for federal student aid.
Pat, one of the things that comes to mind now, and help me on this, we've been talking about moms and dads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm an emancipated student, I don't live with my parents anymore, can I just come and get help as an individual? I don't need mom and dad's tax returns?
Well, there are specific criteria that establish students as independent, where they don't need their parents' information. And students can always come in and start the form, and we can determine at that point whether they need parent information or not. So maybe they think they don't, and that's fine. They can come on in, get it started, and we'll see. I'm like, oh, wow, you aren't 24, you know, you're not married, you're not a veteran of the armed forces, and so on. We may still need to get that parent information. But, you know, we're especially sensitive to students who are in legal guardianship, students who may be wards of the court, students who are homeless. And those mm-hmm. students qualify to be independent for financial aid. So, you know, we want students to feel comfortable coming in with or without a parent. We want parents to feel comfortable coming in with or without a student. You know, we want everybody to be there. But more importantly, we just want to help people file that form, get it started at least on that day.
Now, when people go in there and sit down and have all this financial information and go through the process and find out that they're eligible for this, they don't have to accept the funding, do they? It's just whether you're eligible or not to receive it.
Right, and that's
huge difference because you're not walking out of there with debt.
No, you're not walking out with debt, and I think that some parents sometimes are reluctant to fill out the form thinking, oh, well, if I fill out the application, then if my son or daughter takes a student loan, it's my loan. That's just not true. This is just an application to find out if you qualify for financial aid. It doesn't obligate you to pay for college. You know,
and you're not walking out of there with a check. That's the other thing that's not going to happen.
You're not walking out with money in your hand.
We'd hate to, in this day and age, well, you didn't say we weren't walking out with a check. Well, we have to. We'll make sure we cover all those
right.
bases.
It is just filing the application for financial aid to see if you do qualify for financial assistance for college.
Now, Pat, one of the things that longtime listeners to this program, you usually were on here once a year. This year, you've been on twice because they had an earlier period. Was that for the same thing? And oh, by the way, I don't recall when that was, but I remember having to go down into the hallway because there was a tornado drill while we were out there for that.
Nice job. Good job, Keith.
But absolutely. That was in November, Keith.
Okay.
And
it was a Saturday at 1:50 in the afternoon.
There you go.
It's absolutely true.
The College Girl Sunday is held twice a year now, once in the fall and once in the spring or once in the winter. And what we're trying to do is accommodate students who are filing that FAFSA early because it opens on October 1st.
Okay.
And then also families who are just making that decision now to file the application. So we don't want to leave anyone out. So that's why we're doing two College Girl Sundays a year.
So I've already gone through this in November. Went through the tornado drill, survived to tell about it. I don't have to fill out the form twice.
Right. You only fill the application out once.
Now, the absolute deadline for this time to get everything in on time to be eligible is what?
April 15th is the state filing deadline. So our 21st Century Scholars, our students who are looking to qualify for the higher education grant, those students need to file by April 15th.
Okay.
So you've got plenty of time, and we're getting everybody in early to make sure that there's wiggle room. So if you forget something or you don't do it the right way, you still have time to get it fixed, right?
Yes.
Which brings up the situation real quick that if we don't complete the process Sunday, can I come back out and talk to you before April 15th to complete the process?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Our Express Enrollment Center staff can answer almost any question about filing that FAFSA and help people get that done.
All right, Pat, great job as always. You've answered a lot of questions that I know people had on the top of their mind wondering about all this stuff. And we're going to post this interview at our website, WGCL Radio, and it'll be a great reference point if folks need to go back and listen. And just to make sure, and obviously we'll keep reminding them through the next week or so, that this is coming up February 25th. What time is kickoff again over there at Ivy Tech?
2 p.m.
There you go. There's no more football on Sunday, so now you can remember it's the FAFSA kickoff, 2:00 February 25th at Ivy Tech. Great job as always, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Keith.
Pat McCafferty, the Director of Financial Aid at Ivy Tech, College Goal Sunday, February 25th.
Sunday. And again, you have time to get everything put together, and then there's a deadline after that, which I think is very convenient. But if you'd like the extended help, Pat just explained how that can happen and all the great things that go along with it. And we'll have that interview up a little bit later this morning at WGCLradio.com. J&S Locksmith, they're with us this morning. They have everything for the residential, commercial, outdoor technician. J&S Locksmith, 508 West 17th Street here in Bloomington. I just saw this. A Boston restaurant is offering a $3,000 burger.
You're kidding.
Well, it comes with an engagement ring.
I guess.
Nothing says I love you like a
Don't
burger.
Don't jump down too hard.
Burger and fries on Valentine's Day, right? Did I say Thanksgiving ring? I don't think I said that.
No. I don't think you did either.
While we're recording it, maybe we'll go back and listen to it at the break. Yeah, you get an engagement ring with your burger there.
It's on top or something. It's not inside the burger, right?
For $3,000, you're going to tear it up and figure out where it is anyhow. So it's in there somewhere. 826 WGC.